smarks in here, the smarks in here, yeah.
I reference Cena so much, I'm sure you assume that I got a man crush, but I swear it's just random, not fandom. Ignore the lifelike mannequin. You can't see it, I didn't see it. Next to me in my Kia, and drive somewhere scenic to watch the sunset in Phoenix, share a box of Kleenex.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K, and this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. What up, Mike? How you doing?
What's up, man?
Not much, man. Glad to be back, man. We've been gone for like 2 months or something crazy like that.
Yeah, we've been gone for a while.
I think we stopped before I moved. I moved now. I get this new setup here. Galen's going to be joining us on some shows. He might be on later for the second half of our recording. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
We got to get a more solid recording date down. We're recording this now on Saturday, so this will be dropped sometime tonight, so that you guys can all get it before Clash of the Champions, because, of course, this is our Clash of the Champions pit stop show. We're going to run down everything in Clash of the Champions. We're going to talk real briefly about MLW's War Chamber, which is like their version of War Games, so that's their pay-per-view. I did that with quotation marks. You couldn't see it. But I did that because MLW doesn't do anything live. So there have already been results for this show. It's already happened. It's already over. But it will play tonight on the 14th on BN Sports. So by the time you listen to this, probably already be on. Might already have played. So it is what it is. But we're just going to run down real quickly and talk about that quickly at some point today. But man, we got a lot to talk about. We haven't been on in so long. I had to be very choosy of what we were going to cover today.
Yeah.
We were going to do a Remember When. Today was going to be Remember When Hulk Hogan and Sting fought for the WCW title on both his faces?
Yeah, I do actually remember that.
That was Fall Brawl 1999. I just watched the whole show over the past couple days, and I don't remember any of it. I'm like, this all happened? I'm like, what? It was pretty interesting. It was pretty interesting. Maybe we will fit it in. We'll see how time looks. There's some interesting things that I wanted to talk about. Like, Sid Vicious was billed as 79-0.
Really?
And I was like, so, you know, I had to go do research and look it up. Sid Vicious lost his first singles match at Clash of the Champions 11 to Lex Luger. Then he lost to Sting at Clash of the Champions 12. Then he left to the WWE. Then he came back in 93. He lost to Sting at Halloween Havoc. He left again and came back in 1999 and had the Millennium Man gimmick. He came back from June 1999. And they said from June 1999 to September 1999, he was 79-0.
Really?
That doesn't even fucking make sense. How can you be 79-0 in 4 fucking months?
It's true. Well, how can Goldberg be like 170-something-0 in like less than 6 months?
Well, they kind of did the same thing here. What they actually did was they went back and they would have Sid come out and like attack people in matches and powerbomb them both, or powerbomb people after the match, and they counted as wins for him. He didn't even pin him. That's the crazy thing. No bell, no ref, no pinning. Just don't powerbomb that guy. That's another win for Sid.
Yeah. So maybe it's 79-0 in powerbombs.
Yeah. Fucking stupid. WCW did dumb ass shit. So
yes.
Maybe we'll talk about that match, the Hogan-Sid match later. I actually wanted to watch the Nitro. So maybe in between our recordings, I'll check that Nitro out so I can kind of get what happened after the match on the following Nitro. And maybe we'll talk about it. We'll see where the time leads. But that being said, this is going to be fun. It's our kickoff show, our pit stop show, not our kickoff show. We're not doing the kickoff show yet.
Kickoff to the pit stop.
Kickoff to the pit stop, right? Well, we're going to kick the pit stop off with a little super kick pate. So hold on. Stay right there. We're going to pay some bills. And when we come back, we're going to run down some news for you, talk some shit. It's time for the Super Kick Party on Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. And we are back. This is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. I'm your host, Sean Puff, here with Mike May.
And this is the Super Kick Party!
Man, Mike, we've been gone for so long.
Yeah.
Still about 20 minutes. Give him a knock. Shouldn't have left you without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two, step two, step two, step two. Something like that.
Yeah.
Man, we got so much coming up this week. Like we said already, we're going to do our Clash of the Champions pit stop show today. But top of the headlines right now, NXT goes to USA Network this Wednesday. It's kind of their big thing gearing up to go against AEW, and the Wednesday Night Wars will begin in 3 weeks on October the 2nd. But WWE decided to get a jump on AEW and throw NXT over to USA 2 weeks early. What do you think about that?
I'm fine with it. I think I thought NXT needed to go like to be a live show anyways. It's kind of, I mean, it's as great as it's been like on its own on the network. It's, you know, it's time for it to kind of move forward.
I guess, yeah, it does have to grow. It is probably the next step in the evolution of the show.
Right.
So it is what it is. They got to do what they got to do. I think it's going to be good. I'm interested to see how this first 2 weeks work because they're not doing the whole 2 hours live on USA. They're doing an hour live on USA, and then the second hour will be live on the network for the first 2 weeks.
Why?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not Vince. But that's what they're doing. First 2 hours will be live on the network. Followed by 2 hours live on USA, hour live on USA, followed by an hour live on the network for the first 2 weeks. Then when they go head-to-head with AEW, it will be straight on the network, on USA, 2 hours. And that's how they're doing it.
Do they think that people don't own the USA network?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're just hoping that they'll get here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they know that people have the USA and people will watch it on USA, and maybe some people that don't have the network will. And then you see the first half of it and it's like, oh, the rest of the show is going to be on the network, and it will drive people to go buy the network that aren't buying the network right now.
No, then you better hope that you have like something to draw people in, because if the first hour is live and then you say, all right, go to the network, if there's nothing to look forward to, then why would I go to the network? I might as well just go to something else.
Well, I mean, there's already been some matches set for it. I think we're getting the tag team title match on USA. I know we're getting Velveteen Dream defending the North American title against Roderick Strong on the network. Uh-huh. So that should both be on USA, and then on the network we have Matt Riddle and Killian Dane, and then there's that fatal four-way to decide the number one contender for the women's title at the next takeover. So it could be good. I think we're going to see some debuts. Word is Pete Dunne has made the move to America. He's like moving to America, so he's going to be a staple on NXT now on the USA Network. I also saw rumors that Toni Storm will soon be making her debut in NXT. They're going to move her over from NXT UK to regular NXT.
Right.
And there's also a lot of rumor and innuendo going around that we're going to see Kevin Owens, after getting fired this past Tuesday on SmackDown, making the jump back to NXT. And I think he's perfect to anchor NXT on the USA Network.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. The only thing I can think of is maybe USA couldn't do 2 hours to start because of their own schedule already, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe they said, oh, well, we already have this show that ends. Maybe because they're going kind of early, maybe they're like, well, you're only going to get an hour because we still have this other show on that needs to finish.
Could be. What's it, the 18th? 9/18. You probably hear me typing over here. I'm typing it in my laptop, and I'm going to see if we can see what is on USA Network for the 18th. And we'll see if it's something that requires them to say, hey, we can't do this. I mean, I don't know. Like, what shows do they have on USA Network that they'd have to be like, oh, nope, not doing that?
I don't know. But, USA, But I mean, I don't know. It could be anything. It could be reruns of SVU for all I know. I really have no idea.
Well, I'm going to have to say that if it's reruns of SVU, they're probably not going to be like, listen, no, can't do that.
Well, you'd be surprised, man. They had that stupid Chrisley Knows Best show that's on all the, it's been on for like 5 years.
It's a sneak peek of Suits.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's going to be, SVU is actually on at 7. there's actually an SVU marathon. It starts at noon. It goes until from noon to 8, you got 8 episodes of SVU on USA, then NXT.
Oh, there you go.
Then the Suits sneak peek.
Yeah, because it's their final season, but, like, who cares?
I don't know. Not me.
Like, somebody, USA must, like,
somebody cares.
I'd say, so that's probably what it is. Like, USA probably has. And now that, so that show probably is going to be on, like, the first, like, 2 weeks in that slot, and then it'll get moved to a normal slot when NXT starts.
You think so?
Probably. That's what they do that a lot. They'll have, like, a show. We'll be put in a time slot for a couple weeks and move to its, like, permanent time slot.
It actually looks like, and I'm not sure if it's just how it's showing up on here, but I'm seeing that next week is the same thing. NXT at 8 and the Suits a sneak peek from 9 to 10.
Yeah, so, and then I bet, and, like, on October, was it 4th, I think? When it finally goes to, like...
October 2nd.
It'll be, yeah, whatever day it is, yeah. Suits will go to like 10 o'clock permanently. And NXT will be on like from 8 to 10 or something.
That's interesting. We'll see if that happens. It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. But we'll have to wait and see how they play that out and what goes on with it. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited for it. A lot of talk is that Vince isn't going to be sticking his hands all up in it like he does in everything else. So we can hope. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. That's all I'm going to say about that. Adding to that, it's just come out. It was rumor and innuendo, and Triple H just made it official. 205 Live is coming to an end.
Yay!
Kind of.
It's only about 3 years too late.
No, you know what? 205 Live isn't bad.
No, it's not.
It's not bad.
Nobody watches it.
It's just that nobody's watching it. They've got great wrestlers. It's just people aren't tuning in to see that. The idea that Vince had to make it something different and special was a bad idea. He shouldn't have done it. And now that's what happens from it. So 205 Live is about to die, but they're gonna take the Cruiserweight title and move it to NXT.
Which is fine. That's fine, and then you could add some, that gives you guys more guys on the roster. It's a smart move.
Yeah, and some of those little guys you get to put out there. I mean, I'd put Johnny Gargano going for the Cruiserweight title because he's a fucking he's a vanilla midget.
Right.
Actually, he's not that.
Long as they don't make internal like moments in the show. It's like, oh, now it's time for the Cruiserweight. That's what WCW did, and it was dumb.
Yeah.
So as long as they don't do that kind of part, they just make it like. Intertwine it with the rest of the show.
Yeah, just act like it's part of the regular show, which is what they should have done. And even WCW, they kind of made a thing about it, but they didn't. They didn't like do it like WWE did and have a completely different colored ring. They need to wrestle in the yellow ring with yellow ropes, no purple.
Right. Yeah. We don't need to change the ring just because this Cruiserweight's here.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
You can even change the belt. I'd be happy with that. Give him a new belt.
Yeah, change the belt. Sure.
Maybe a yellow strap? That'd be horrible.
And you can have interactions, because there are guys on NXT that the Cruiserweight guys could still feud with.
Absolutely. There's tons of guys down there that are actually Cruiserweights. Adam Cole might be under 205.
Who knows, right?
He may be. I'm not 100% positive on that. Let's find out here.
I mean, that's kind of beneath him, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but I mean, it's something that could be done. You've got to look at it like this. You can use this to catapult that title if you stop putting it on guys that people actually give two fucks about.
Right, exactly.
Adam Cole's 210, so he could easily fall to 205 if he wanted to.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So, I'm not saying that that's going to happen, But I mean, I would like to see, like I said, a Johnny Gargano.
They should put Rey Mysterio there.
They should. Jesus.
Then we don't have to worry about, then we don't have to look at him anymore.
But I mean, you got Kyle O'Reilly's technically a cruiserweight. He's only 200. Roderick Strong's a cruiserweight.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's something you could do. You could, there's been a lot of rumor and innuendo that Kevin Owens is going to go to NXT and join the Undisputed Era.
Oh, really?
So, you get Kevin Owens that comes over and joins the Undisputed Era, you put the North American title on Kevin Owens, and you put the Cruiserweight title on Roderick Strong, and Undisputed Era has all the titles.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about Kevin Owens being in the Undisputed Era.
Well, he's boys with all of them. And that's why. It was something is that... That Adam Cole said. Adam Cole said if the only person he'd ever add to Undisputed Era would be Kevin Owens.
Yeah. I mean, there's four of them. I mean, what does that make it, five now?
Yep. It would be five if Owens went there.
Yeah.
But it could also be a way to set up a feud between Kevin Owens and Adam Cole, which I would pay to see.
You're right. Me too.
So I think it's going to be a good thing. I think the Cruiserweight title there will be a lot better than on a main roster.
Right, I agree.
And hopefully they do.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Rey Mysterio.
I don't want it on Raw, on SmackDown.
You know what? I'm not totally against it being on SmackDown.
I am. Now if you're gonna put your, now SmackDown's gonna be your number one show.
It's not gonna be the number one. Who says it's gonna be the number one show? You think SmackDown is gonna overtake Raw?
Yeah, because they're gonna put all the main guys on SmackDown.
No, they're not. They're not gonna.
Yeah, they are. No, Becky Lynch is going there. Roman Reigns is going there. AJ Styles is going there.
There's still tons of other top guys.
They're gonna put all their main, like their big draw people, on SmackDown.
No way, man. Bray is gonna win the freaking Universal Title at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gonna be on Raw.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine, but that's Fox.
You think people are tuning in to see Roman Reigns and Becky Lynch? No one gives a fuck about either one of those two anymore.
Oh, Fox does. That's why they want them there.
Well, they're idiots at Fox. Who cares about that? But the fact of the matter is people are tuning in to Becky Lynch. People are tuning in to Seth Rollins. People are tuning in for the Firefly Funhouse. People are tuning in to see Bray Wyatt.
Right, but Bray Wyatt can go anywhere.
But he's going to be on Raw as the Universal Champ. Mark my words.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. I know that's a given. I know that.
And then, so here's the other thing that just happened. So Raw has been doing so bad because people are fed up with it. I don't even watch Raw live anymore. I used to be always, gotta watch Raw. Now, I watch it on recording. I don't even think I watched this week's Raw. I watched parts of it. I didn't watch SmackDown at all because it's been bad, and I'm sick of watching it. This King of the Ring tournament has turned me off completely. If they put the crown on Baron Corbin, I might stop watching WWE.
Oh, it's going on Baron Corbin.
If they put it on, it's the stupidest thing ever. Why are you going to put the crown on Baron fucking Corbin? Nobody likes
because
him.
They
he
gets
want, X-Pac.
Because heat. They want... Because it's a joke of a title.
The King of the Ring?
Yeah.
Then don't bring it back. If it's a joke, they don't want it to be a joke. They're trying to use this to push somebody.
If they did that, they wouldn't put it on Baron Corbin.
Vince is fucking retarded and thinks Baron Corbin's the man.
That's why they do it. Obviously, it's going on Baron Corbin, so they really don't give a crap. But it's not even on... It's not... The finals are going to be on Raw by itself.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to get to. They moved it to Raw instead of the pay-per-view because Raw's ratings have been so bad, so they figured if they put it there... Because nobody there seems to get that Baron Corbin gets X-Pac heat, and nobody wants to see Baron Corbin in the finals.
It's true.
Like, they had so... This could have been great. This should have been Cien Andre Almas versus Ricochet in the finals.
Yeah.
That's what this should have been. There's no need for... Or Joe. I could see King Joe. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I was all for King Joe.
But King Corbin? No. No, just stop it. Baron Corbin needs to go back to fucking 99 and pick up an extra shift. Jesus, I'm just done with him.
Unless they put it on Gable.
Do you turn him heel if you do that?
No, see, what they should have done with Chad Gable
was not making it look like a chump week after week?
Well, no. So they could have him still looking like a chump week after week, and then they could have Kurt Angle come in and like give him a bump. Like, you know what I mean?
Didn't he kind of just do that? He used the angle slam? Or did he use the ankle lock?
He did, but I'm talking like, I mean, that wasn't like, I'm talking like Kurt Angle actually being there, like showing up to an episode of SmackDown and like talking to Chad Gable, maybe giving him some pointers, maybe even give him like his freaking, it's like ring attire or like let him come out to his music, or, you know what I mean?
Like make him almost just a said mini something, Kurt Angle. Like, when he came out and was talking about him last week, he was talking about how great he was, and he's glad that he used the ankle lock, and he hopes he uses the angle slam. So, if somebody in the writing department has any sense, which I don't think they do, Dana Warrior, they would take this and use this to build Gable, and build it off the back of the old feud between Baron Corbin and Kurt Angle.
Right, I agree. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Right. They could have done it that way. They should have done it that way.
And Angle comes out. Angle's like, comes out with Gable, like in the middle of the match to support Gable and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then Gable wins the King of the Ring and turns on Kurt Angle.
Well, he won't turn on him, but.
Well, why not? There's no sense in having the King. There's no sense in having the King of the Ring on a face.
Why? They've had it on faces before.
Who? Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Stone Cold was a face.
Stone Cold was not a face.
Bret Hart.
I'm pretty sure Bret Hart went heel when he became the King of the Ring.
I don't know.
But he didn't use the gimmick. But he didn't use the gimmick. Anyone that's ever used the King gimmick, Booker T, Macho King, Harley Race. Who else?
The Macho King.
Like, everybody besides Hacksaw Jim Duggan was a heel. And Hacksaw Jim Duggan's king.
Here, I'll look at it right now. You got Don Morocco, Harley Race, Randy Savage, Ted DiBiase, Tito Santana, Bret Hart, Owen, Mabel, King Mabel.
King Mabel.
Don't go.
I forgot about that gimmick. Boy, that was bad. Another one. He went heel for that. But see what I'm saying?
Stone Cold.
Yep. Heel.
Triple H. Heel. Ken Shamrock.
Didn't use the gimmick. Billy Gunn didn't use the gimmick.
Kurt Angle.
Didn't use the gimmick.
Edge.
Didn't use the gimmick.
Brock Lesnar.
I don't even know why they had him win it.
Booker T.
Heel.
William Regal.
I don't know why they didn't have him use the gimmick and why he didn't run with the King, because he's William Regal and it kind of fits his whole persona anyway.
I don't know either. He beat CM Punk for that too.
Yeah. Which Sheamus, is crazy. Heel.
And then Bad News Barrett.
Heel.
Well, they had it 4 years.
Anybody that has won it and wore the crown was a heel. By the way, Bret Hart won 2 years. He won 91 and 93. And there was not; they didn't have one in 92. He's the only two-time King of the Ring.
Yeah.
He beat IRS the first time in Providence, Rhode Island, and then beat Bam Bam Bigelow in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
And the King of the Ring has been kind of an East Coast, Northeastern thing.
It's true.
So the first two happened. Don Morocco and Holly Race won it in Foxborough. And then Randy Savage, Ted DiBiase, Tito Santana, and Bret Hart for the first time all won it in Providence.
Huh.
Then, in 97, Triple H won it in Providence. Kurt Angle beat Rikishi for it in Massachusetts.
Huh.
I'm just saying.
I wonder why it's always been over here.
It's weird. I mean, it has been in other places. It's been in Dayton, Ohio, Baltimore, Maryland, Philly, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Pittsburgh, Greensboro, North Carolina, East Rutherford, New Jersey, Columbus, Ohio, Phoenix, Arizona, Greenville, South Carolina, Philly again.
Yeah, but mainly East Coast. I wonder why.
Mainly here, yeah. But you got to think this was an East Coast promotion. The first King of the Rings was 85 to 89.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they didn't have it in 90, and they brought it back in 91, and those were Foxborough and Providence. This was their stronghold area then. So that you do it here. You don't do it in New York. You do it in one of your sub-markets up here.
Who knew Providence was where King of the Ring was the biggest?
Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times the King of the Ring was crowned in Providence. Crazy. You know what's surprising to me? Not in Worcester. In the 80s, Vince loved Worcester.
It's true.
So, but anyway.
When you look at DC used to, they got too small.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
It only holds like 12,000 people.
But when you look at it, only the heels use the gimmick.
True. Right, so that's why it's going on during COVID.
Unless you have this guy. How did Haku become the king? Did they just name him the king?
King Haku?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'm trying to look at this. So, all right, that's what happened. So Harley Race left in 1988, and he ran with the king gimmick the whole time.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Randy Savage was the Macho King in 87. And Harley Race was still King Harley Race.
Just kept him as king forever.
And until 88, he got injured. And they gave it to Haku, calling him King Haku. And then Macho Man became Macho King. Owen Hart was the King of Hearts. Forgot about him.
Yeah.
But using the gimmick. Mabel was King Mabel. Kurt Angle was King Kurt. Edge was King Edge the Awesome. Booker T was King Booker. Sheamus was King Sheamus. And Bad News Brown was King Barrett.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, most of them were heels.
Right. So, I mean, if they'd done that with Kurt Angle, then you'd say you're right. But they didn't do that with Kurt Angle, so... It's going to Baron Corbin.
I hope not. I really hope not. I guess because
if not, you would have thought it would have gone. So in that logic, it would have gone to Andrade.
It should have. It should be Andrade versus Ricochet. That should be the King of the Ring finals.
Right, but with your logic, then he would have won.
Well, they don't use logic. Dana Moria fucking is the head writer. What the fuck do you want? Anyway, I hope Gable wins and I hope he turns heel. If not, I'm going to be mad. I might not watch WWE for a while if Corbin wins it because it's fucking stupid that you put the king.
Well, Corbin's winning it, though. There's no if it does or not. It's happening.
I've been saying it for weeks and everyone's like, no, you're wrong. They're not going to put it on Corbin. Yeah, no. And now everyone's Corbin's like, oh my God, Corbin's going to win this, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a fucking loser. I hate him. Jesus. Bring back John Cena already. Bring back Edge. And you know, I hate both those guys. I'd rather see John Cena and Edge as the King of the Ring finals. Shit. Horrible. So I won't be watching Raw. No, I'll probably watch it just to see what happens so I can hate and decide I'm never watching Raw again. Hear about Gronk?
No.
So Gronk came out and said that he doesn't want to be a full-time wrestler, but he is interested in doing a one-off and having one match at like a big event, like a SummerSlam or a WrestleMania. And he wants Mojo Rawley.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of the reaction to that. You're like, oh, you want Mojo Rawley? That's fucking horrible. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Who do you think you are, Lawrence Taylor?
Right? Main event of WrestleMania? Main event of next WrestleMania, Gronk versus Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, that's something everyone wants to see.
Vince wants to see it, probably.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, can we get Brady in Gronk's corner? I love it. No, but we're going to see that sometime. Hopefully it'll be on the pre-show. Nobody cares about that.
Hopefully not.
WWE had a couple gaffes this week. So, first off, they just copied, they did a bunch of copyrights for a bunch of names. And
okay.
Either they messed up. Well, Ringside News thinks that maybe it wasn't a mess up and they know what they're doing. But Ringside News is a bunch of hacks. And it's probably that hack that blocked me on Twitter. Let me see. I'll tell you right now. I got to pull this up. Hold on. Let me tell you who wrote this stupid article on Ringside News. Which, by the way, this is probably the only time you ever hear me talk about this fucking whack site. Their writing is horrible. They don't even write correct sentences. They, if you have a look at, I follow them for a lot of, just to see what's going on.
Yeah.
But they're just bad, man. Let's see. Choo, 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 choo. Nikki Bella, Triple H, WWE will become an overnight sensation. That's weird. Big E reveals what he does in the bathroom when nobody's looking. I don't even know why that's in... See? Like, why? Like, what is the point in that?
Who knows?
Anyway, whatever. They're saying that it might be... it might not have been a mistake and they might have done it on purpose. What happened was they copyrighted a bunch of names. And they did. They copywrote Lo Shirai.
Oh, it's an EO?
Yeah. But I think it was just an error, cause an I looks like a lowercase L, and I think someone there just fucked up and put it in an L instead of an I.
Right. I can see that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. People are complaining already that NXT moved Matt Riddle and Killian Dane to the network. Dave Meltzer says it's a big mistake. It's not a good decision.
Well, I mean, I guess, like I said, USA must have, like, it must be something that, and it must be on USA's end. Because I don't see...
But you got to put your matches where you want your matches.
Right. No, that part I get. I get that part. But I'm talking, like, I don't think it wouldn't have been, this situation wouldn't be happening if, like, USA allowed them to have 2 hours, so I think it's on USA's end. I think it's just kind of like, all right, well,
I don't.
Somebody's got to go.
No, I don't. I think it was their decision because they're going to be in front of more eyes. There's more people that watch USA Network than have the network, and they're going to have it's coming off the heels of a 8-hour Law and Order SVU marathon.
Yeah, no one's watching that.
There'd be a lot of people watching that. SVU is like one of the longest running shows other than Raw.
Yeah, why would you watch a rerun when the actual show itself starts like next week?
I watch reruns of SVU all the time.
Ugh, why?
If Shannon is home, she will be sitting at home watching Law and Order SVU reruns and smoking blunts. That's what she's going to do. I'm just saying. And if I was in Florida, I'd probably be doing it with her. That's what we would do. We'd watch Law and Order and smoke. But I mean, whatever. I think it's smart. You're gonna get people that are gonna tune in. Oh, what's this? Watch NXT, or you'll get the fans that watch wrestling on TV and don't have the network. Watch NXT. Oh, I can get the network. Yeah, I'll get the network, and then there's gonna be free shit on the network. Like, oh, you know, get the network now. It's free for the next month because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And so I think it's smart to do that. You're going to get more people getting the network. And I think that's huge because now you don't have 205 Live isn't going to be on the network. You're not going to have NXT on the network. So, and they're about to do the tiered system. So you've got to get people on the network now. You have to. There's going to be a free version of the tiered system, which will be like the stuff that you would find on YouTube and shit.
Yeah.
So... that stuff will be on the network. And then there's going to be the paid version. And then there's going to be another version that has all the extra shit. They'll have, like, extra specials that you can't get if you don't have the upper tier. You'll see Evolve. You're going to see some other shows. So there's going to be a lot going on there. Are you getting in your car?
Yeah, I just did.
Sweet. I could hear you. So that was... but anyway, Io Shirai gaffe number one. Meltzer says this is another gaffe by them and that they should have kept... the no-holds-barred match between Killian Dane and Matt Riddle on USA. But I think they're going to have the title matches there. I think we're going to get the Street Profits versus Undisputed Era. We're going to get Roderick Strong versus Velveteen Dream, and I think we're going to get the Fatal 4-Way for the Women's Championship. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll just get those two, and the other two matches we'll go over, and they'll throw some other shit in there. Because there's going to be a lot more production going on. But we'll see. So, the other gaffe they did is they sent out a lot of advertising for next week's SmackDown show.
Uh-huh.
And apparently somebody really messed up in the advertising department. And they sent out ads for the SmackDown from November 11th, 2007. So, in some markets, if you look up SmackDown on your TV set and you look at, you know how it gives you the description of the show?
Yeah.
It says, let me see if I can find the exact words. Because it's kind of, when I read it, I was kind of like, really? Somebody did this? Like, how, like, someone's fired. Let's see. I was going to find this shit. I should have just saved it all on this beforehand so I didn't have to go search for it.
Right.
Let's see. Where are we here? Reportedly, Spock controversy. Doot, doot, doot. Oh, we're going to have some big news coming for the Baltimore Festival as well that we're going to be involved in. I'll let you know about it off the air, and then we can get, come on the air and talk about it. But it's going to be great. I've talked to the people there. We're going to be involved in some in the wrestling stuff going on at Baltimore Festival next year.
Nice.
So I'm pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. I can't find this damn thing now. Anyway, this is what it says, basically. WWE is advertising Shane McMahon, The Rock, and Kane versus DX. Here it is. I found it. It's all-out pandemonium on this episode of SmackDown. In the main event, the unlikely team of Shane McMahon, The Rock, and Kane battle D-Generation X. What role will Stone Cold play in all of this? Edge goes one-on-one with Hardcore Holly.
What the hell? What is that from, like... 10 years ago?
It's from November 11th, 1999. That's what it's from. 20 years ago. Like, somebody fucked up. Like, how do you mess that up? Like, you had one job. You messed that up.
I don't know.
So, yeah, that was their two gaffes. That was their biggest gaffe this week. So,
maybe, some people, maybe it was a trick.
Some people are looking at...
It was a trick. They're trying to get people to come in.
They're like, holy shit, DX versus The Rock?
Exactly.
I gotta tune into this. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. So, let's talk AEW for a minute before we get out of here. Wrap this up in a few minutes. Well, at least this segment. And then, of course, it's going to be the kickoff. I mean, what do I keep calling the kickoff show? We're not the kickoff show, although we should be. We'd be way better than the current kickoff show. The pit stop show for Clash of the Champions. Right. And we'll also talk MLW War Chamber. At that, when we run through all that, but let's talk AEW real quick, and let's talk my favorite guy in the world, Dean Ambrose, aka aka Moxley.
Yes.
So, have you seen him whining about the G1?
No.
Oh, he's been out there whining about the G1 and how it's such a hard tournament because it's not like you can go out there and put on your best show and then have a few days off to rest because it's like 5 straight weeks of matches almost every night, which I've said is stupid as fuck. But he's just whining and complaining about it. And he said it was the hardest thing he ever did and that the guys in New Japan were trying to force him out. Like they were being really stiff with him. I say that's because they don't like him either. I'm like, nobody likes you, guy. That's why.
Yeah.
They don't fucking like you. So they're like, oh, let's fucking hurt this guy because you're a bum and nobody likes you.
Right.
So he's been whining about that. That's Moxley doing his whine job. I thought he was hardcore. I thought he was this tough guy.
Nope.
Oh, Moxley's a different guy. He's not a different guy. He's a little bitch. Yeah, you're right. He's a different guy. He's a bitch now. He didn't come off as that much of a bitch in WWE. Dean Ambrose is a bitch. I said it.
Yep.
There you go. That's gonna piss some. That's gonna piss some marks off. They're gonna be mad about it. But get over it. He's a fucking bitch, whining. Yes, Yes, it's a long tournament. I say it all the time. It's a long tournament. It's dumb that they have a 5-week long tournament with matches every fucking night. But they do it. What are you going to do? Don't be in it, man. Don't run over there and be in it. Go back to WWE, because that's probably where you should be, because obviously you can't hang with a tough schedule.
Right.
So, whatever. I'm glad that we still haven't seen him. I don't even think he's going to be at the debut. He might be. Of AEW.
I think as of right now, I think he's scheduled to be, but may not be.
He's wearing a full arm brace right now, so.
Yeah.
I don't want him to do. Who cares? I don't even care about him fighting at Full Gear, which, by the way, is a dumb pay-per-view name.
Yes, it is.
I don't care about seeing that match there that didn't take place at All Out because he's a pussy and got injured.
You should call it Metal Gear.
Metal Gear Solid. And AEW, the other thing they're doing, this goes to that tag team tournament that I always say is stupid and I'm always bitching about how retarded they do everything with this tag tournament. So they had that match, right? They had a match to see who would get into a match with the winner.
To see who gets a bye.
Would get a bye. So after all that, now we've got the team of Angelico and Jack Evans.
Yeah.
And then the team of Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. And they're just doing a fan poll. Whoever the fans pick gets in the tournament. Fuck these guys that have been wrestling all these fucking matches to get a bye, which isn't a bye in the first place, because you wrestled 3 matches. But we didn't care about that. Yeah. You lost. We're going to put one of these guys.
Yeah.
Let the fans choose which of these teams gets in. And apparently it looks like Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy are like running away with the poll on AEW's Twitter. This just tells me how marquee AEW fans are, because Jack Evans and Angelico are way better wrestlers and a way better team than Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I like Jungle Boy because he's Luke Perry's kid. So I'm behind Jungle Boy. But Luchasaurus, God, I hate that guy. Have you ever seen him without that stupid mask on?
No, I've only seen him with the mask on.
Oh, Google him. Google Luchasaurus, no mask. He's like a hippie.
I will. I believe it.
He's a nerdy hippie. Like, I would beat his ass.
I want to see his slow-moving lucha style.
He's horrible. He's the worst. And they love him. And they love him. And then they put that other loser with a Marco stunt.
Yeah. He's like, he does a slow spin kick, and then they're like, oh, what a move.
You're like, well, I could have just, like, moved. I'll move. That's what I'll move. That's what I would do. That's what I would do if I was facing Luchasaurus. I would move. That's it. Oh, missed me.
Right. Just move.
So, yeah, those two losers are going to be in the tour. Jungle Boy's not a loser, but Luchasaurus will be in that match with Jungle Boy, and they'll probably have Marco stunt that little freaking... I was going to say twerking. What's that other thing they do? Flossing. That little flossing fucking half-digit midget vanilla loser. We need Corny on this show. Corny would love me. Me and Corny would get along great. We hate all the same guys. Yeah.
I agree.
Speaking of Corny, Corny's got... I didn't write this down in that thing, but I want to touch on it briefly. Corny is having an issue right now with a guy from GCW who goes by the name of G Raver. He's one of those deathmatch G Raver.
Yeah, gravy.
No. G Raver.
I know. It's just Graver.
No. It's G Raver because he's a loser and he has the dumbest name in professional wrestling.
I know.
But look, you put his last name's Raver. Well, he's a fucking loser. Come up with a good name. You couldn't even come up with a good name when your last name's Raver. You're a deathmatch wrestler. Raby. Him and his...
His name is G. Raby.
Yeah, exactly. Mud pit wrestling. That's what he does. Mud pit wrestling. Death matches. So, apparently, like, Corny called him out on something on Twitter. And him and Corny went back and forth, and he put out a t-shirt. Oh, no, it wasn't on Twitter. He said something about him on a podcast. So, G. Raver had a t-shirt made that says, fuck Jim Cornette. And it's got a picture that's supposed to be like Jim Cornette's face with X's through his eyes and needles sticking into his head and blood all down his face.
Okay.
So Corny contacted his lawyer and they're suing him.
Nice.
And I hope this bum who makes no money on his fucking shows because he's just a fucking mud show wrestler. I hope he can't afford it and he just needs to retire and get the hell out of the business because there's no place for G Raver in this fucking business. He looks horrible. He's horrible. His name's horrible. He should be G Horrible. Yeah. That should be his name. G Horrible.
Right.
I stand with Corny. Horn blows, does the driver? Did you hear the horn beep? No. Someone's beeping a horn outside my house. Oh. So, all right. And let's, before we end this segment, I want to talk about something that we didn't get to talk about because we haven't been on. But it was like the biggest news. Chris Jericho wins the AEW title, takes a flight, gets drunk, and loses the title. What the fuck was that all about?
So, my guess is, this is what I think happened. He wins the match. They go out to eat, whatever. He goes, gets drunk. He leaves the belt in the limo. The limo driver then drives the limo back to the hotel, sees that the belt's in there, puts it somewhere at the hotel, and then leaves for the day. And then later on the night, a different driver goes, picks up Jericho, who gets in the limo and realizes that the belt is gone. And then, of course, no one knows where the belt is. So they call the cops saying that it was stolen. The cops come, find it, call him a fucking retard for not knowing where the belt was, and they turn it into a word.
So here's my thing. I wonder how much is true and how much is work. Like, the guy who put it on... So did you hear about the guy who found it on the side of the highway?
Yeah. Supposedly.
He found it on the side of the highway and put an ad on Craigslist for it because he thought it was a toy belt that someone lost.
Yeah.
And it ended up being the real title.
Right.
I don't even know. I'm like, it just sounds too good to be a work.
And if, I don't know. It just
if that's all the work,
I thought it was a,
they need to hire their writers in WWE if they wrote that.
No, I think they turned it into one because, like, Well,
I get that, but I'm saying, like, the way that went down, did it really go down like that? Did someone, like, did maybe somebody from the hotel took the belt, and then once they found out that they were going to get in trouble for it, they tossed it out the window?
Maybe. That's possible, too.
Because I don't understand how this belt ended up on the side of the road in Tampa.
Well, not that. Like I said, the reason why I think it's a work is because Jericho did that video from his hot tub talking about how someone stole the belt.
Yeah.
I was like, first of all, no police department's going to ever let you just put a video out there talking about stolen property.
Why? Like, it was already out. No, it was already out that it was stolen. He didn't give any information that would have done anything to the investigation.
Yeah, no police department's going to let you do that.
They talk about things all the time. Like, think about it. If there's a murder, they talk about the murder on the news. They don't give you all the information about it.
Yeah, the cops do, not the family. The cops do.
Sometimes.
You ever seen anybody go on YouTube and plead their case about something stolen?
Yeah, but
from a hot tub while he's drinking. He wasn't pleading champagne.
His case. He just said, someone stole my belt. When I find you, I'm going to beat you up and get my belt back.
Exactly, yeah, but he's sitting there like, I'm just sitting here, sitting in my hot tub, drinking a little of bubbly here.
The bubbly!
And some jackass stole my belt, and when I find it, just, the whole thing sounded like a promo.
Well, I get that, but I think that was just done because of the situation. But I don't think that was, like, I don't think that that's something that was like, oh, this isn't real because of that. I think it was just like, all right, well, we're going to do this, because they kind of got pissed afterwards at the police. When the police came out and put that tweet out with the belt, once they recovered the belt.
Right, which they're not supposed to do either.
Because at this point, I don't think it was because of that. That's not why they got mad. At this point, they turned the situation into a work and were going to try to play it into a storyline. and the cops fucked it up. So that tells me that the cops weren't even involved in anything to do with AEW's side of that hot tub interview and all that. And they were just like, oh, well, fuck it. If he wants to do that, look, we get the belt now. So, yeah, you know what I mean? It was a shit show mess. It really was a shit show mess. And I'm like, what the fuck?
It really was.
What are you going to do, though? What the fuck are you going to do?
I'm not surprised. I'm like, wow, look at that. Already freaking...
Already losing the belt because it's Chris Jericho. It's Job Botchico.
Yeah.
He botched...
Chris Botchico.
He botched having the belt.
Yeah.
How do you botch having the belt?
I don't know.
This is something else that the marks are going to get pissed at because people love Jericho. I love Jericho. He's great. But this was pretty asinine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. Like, there was just the most ridiculous shit ever.
It was so ridiculous. I'm like, you're a kid, man. I think they didn't they find the belt like the next day.
Yeah, something like that. Like I said, it was supposedly somebody found it on the side of the road and tweeted it out. Or no, put it on Craigslist. That they had found the belt, and somehow it got to the cops, and...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Jericho probably dropped it.
Maybe. Who knows?
He probably didn't realize he dropped it.
Who knows? All right, one more thing before we get out of here. This one caught my eye. Did you see Seth Rollins on Twitter this week? No, because you're not on Twitter.
No.
So Seth Rollins did 23andMe recently, and he found out that he has a brother and a sister that he didn't know. He tweeted out a picture this week of him and his brother that he just found out that he had.
Wow.
Imagine finding out that you had a brother that you didn't know about, and then finding out that that brother's Seth fucking Rollins.
Yeah, crazy.
I'd be so mad.
Why?
Because he's a cuck. I fucking hate Seth Rollins. He's the biggest cuck. I'm like, oh, like my brother likes to let guys... Like his... What?
Just because you don't like his character doesn't mean he doesn't like this guy as a person.
Ah, fuck Seth Rollins. I don't like him as a person. I can't stand him. He's shit on Twitter. He's a fucking yes man. He's the worst. He's the worst yes man corporate suit stooge that you could find in the WWE right now. I cannot stand Seth Rollins at all.
I'd be pumped. I just found out that my sister-in-law is Becky Lynch.
Fair enough. I would definitely try to bang my brother's sister.
Right.
I would definitely try to bang my brother's sister. We'd make a porn. I'd be like, how about this? They're like, Seth, you're a cuck anyway, so you're good watching me bang Becky, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not, but that's just me. That's what I think. So, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. This guy's like, wow, my brother's Seth fucking Rollins. So he's probably going to get a lot of wrestling tickets and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be the cool thing about it. It'd be cool to find out that Roman Reigns was my brother.
Right.
Or some shit like that. Like, Cedric Alexander, even though I can't stand him. I'd be like, wow, cool, Seth's my brother. That's dope.
There you go.
I'm trying to think of black wrestlers. Apollo Crews. ACH. Yeah.
There you go.
Any of those guys.
Sonny Kiss is your brother.
Oh, man. Well played, sir. Well played. Well, yeah. Whatever. You know what, though? I wouldn't care because I'd be like, dude, you need to get me backstage for AEW and you need to get me interviews with everybody on the roster. Sonny Kiss would be on the show with us. This week.
There you go.
Right now. I'd be like, we're calling Sonny. He'd be like, what? Yeah, but Sonny Kiss is my brother. He's on the show now. He's going to be here this week. Yeah. And we'd run with it. It'd be fun. We'd be doing the AEW pre-shows. We'd be doing the, what do they call those things?
I don't know.
The buy-ins. We'd be doing the AEW buy-ins.
Oh, the buy-ins.
It'd be me and you on the buy-in show because my brother's Sonny Kiss. Or my sister. Would that be my sister?
Terrible. Be too better than the terrible announcers they have right now.
Oh, seriously. Fact. Absolutely. We'll talk about that more maybe next week. WWE is going to change up from what I've heard. Rumor and innuendo says that we're going to have a two-man booth back on Raw and SmackDown.
Good. About time.
Michael Cole and Corey Graves are going to be on SmackDown.
Yeah, which, again, you're telling me that's not, they don't want that to be the main show? They're moving Michael Cole and Corey Graves to SmackDown.
Aren't they both on SmackDown already? Michael Cole is.
No. No, Corey Graves is. Not Michael Cole.
Oh, yeah. Corey Graves, because he's the man.
Yeah.
Fuck Michael Cole. They need to take Michael Cole and put him in the production truck or at gorilla position.
I agree.
Get him off the damn TV. He's the worst. If I have to hear, it's boss time! One more time.
Oh, it's awful. It's terrible, man. I hate him. I hate Michael Cole.
Everybody hates Michael Cole. I hate Michael Cole more than I hate Baron Corbin. And I hate Baron Corbin more than I hate John Cena and Edge. So that tells you how I feel about Michael Cole. It's kind of that. Jesus. All right, well, we could go for hours because there's so much stuff for us to talk about, but we're going to cut this short right here. We're going to go pay some more bills, and then when we come back, well, come back for you. We're going to record the second part of this later on, but when we come back on the show, it's going to be the pit stop for a Clash of the Champions. So sit back, grab a beer, roll up a fatty, and get ready because this is still Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. It's about time for the pit stop. We'll be right back. Yo, 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 we are back. This is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. I'm your host, Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K, and it's time for the Clash of the Champions pit stop. I love pit stop shows. I don't know about you.
Yeah. I like
him
too.
You didn't seem like you like him. That doesn't sound convincing that you like him. You're like, yeah, they're all right, I guess.
Yeah, they're all
right. Well, anyway, man, we got a great one for you. We're going to run this down. I don't know if you happened to check out War Chamber last night. It was on BN Sports for MLW.
No.
The War Chamber match itself was pretty good. I checked that out. I didn't watch the whole thing because I had a lot going on. But check it out. I don't want to run down the whole thing. I'll run down the card, but we're not going to make our picks on it. Dominic Guarini took on Ariel Dominguez. Gringo Loco and Airwolf take on Koto Brazil and Myron Reed. Zenshi versus Jordan Oliver. Timothy Thatcher versus Douglas James. Lost Parks versus Magnus and Septimo Dragon. We had a bunkhouse match with Mance Warner taking on Jimmy Havoc. Austin Aries went 1-on-1 with Brian Pillman Jr. 2 out of 3 falls for the tag team championship. The Dynasty taking on the Hart Foundation of Teddy Hart and Davey Boy Smith Jr. And then, of course, the War Chamber match, which was Contra Unit, taking on the Von Erichs, Tom Lawler, and Low Key. Of course, the Von Erichs are Kevin's kid. David was in their corner. That War Chamber match was great. I suggest if you didn't get to see it, try to find it somewhere. Go back and watch it. You'll be, you'll think it was good. It was a good match. I don't want to say a fun match, it was a bloody match, but it was a great War Chamber. Brought me back to old school WCW War Games, so it was fun to watch that. But tonight, we've got Clash of the Champions. We're going to get this done and posted long before that starts. Kickoff show is probably at 7, nobody really cares, but whatever, this is going to be a good one. I feel like every title's on the line tonight, no?
It's supposed to be, because Clash of Champions.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of things that it's supposed to be that doesn't happen.
True. But yeah, I'm pretty sure all the titles they care about are on.
I think everyone's on there. The Cruiserweight title's there, the U.S. title, the Intercontinental title, both tag team titles, both women's titles, the Universal, the WWE. Yeah, they're all there. Let's run through this thing and talk about the matches.
Okay.
AJ Styles defending the U.S. title against Cedric Alexander. This one right here, everybody knows I'm not a big fan of Cedric. I don't like his music. I don't like his look. He's Flippy Darren Young. That's what I call him.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman likes this guy. Paul Heyman wants to push him to the top of the card. So I unfortunately think that he's going to come out victorious over AJ Styles tonight and take the U.S. strap off of him at Clash of the Champions.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they're doing with AJ Styles and, like, the whole OC. Because, like, at one point, like, it wasn't more than a month. It wasn't even a month ago when they all three of them had titles. And now they're all not going to have titles.
Yeah, seriously. They were like, all right, we'll give you a little push. Nope. We lied. It was a joke.
Yeah. So they're like, yeah, we're not going to have you be anything.
Hey, whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah. So, I agree with you. I think it's going to be Cedric Alexander. They've been kind of pushing him pretty good right now. I guess trying to get some, you know, new faces, new blood in there, which I kind of like. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be probably Cedric Alexander, which, again, I don't understand what that means about AJ Styles, but okay.
I don't know either, but who knows. Alexander's going to get that one, though. The women's women's tag team titles on the line. Forgot about that one. Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross defending against, what are they called? Not Vicious and Delicious. Fire and Desire.
Fire and Desire, yeah.
Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Although Vicious and Delicious make it better.
Yeah, but they already had that. That was Scott Norton and Buff Bagwell.
Yeah, who cares about them? Nobody knows that anymore. That was 25 years ago.
I know that. You didn't even have to, as soon as you said it, I said who it was. I didn't have to think about it. I'm sure there are other people that know that too. You can't just come out with that. Vicious and Delicious. The IWC would go mad over it. Wait. So they should do it then, because IWC would go mad over it. I love that.
Right, exactly.
I'm not sure if it's time to end this angle. You never know when they're going to end an angle, because like you have angles that should end quick that they don't, and angles that should go long that don't go long. Hey, it's G Money walking in the room. What's up, buddy? Pull up a chair. We're doing the preview right now for Clash of the Champions.
What's up, bro?
Haven't had G Money on the show in forever. What's the deal, Galen? How you doing?
Not bad. Feels good to, I guess, accidentally stumble upon.
Well, so we're already on the second match. I'm going to ask you a pick on the first match. First match is AJ Styles versus Cedric Alexander for the U.S. title. Who do you got in that one?
I respect Cedric Alexander, but I mean, let's face it. I mean, that's kind of like a men among boys sort of matchup, you know, that we have on tap, and I fully expect, no doubt about it, AJ to go ahead and pull it out.
So you got that right there from G Money. He's taking AJ on it. We both took Cedric. Bliss and Cross taking on. I'm just gonna call him Vicious and Delicious because I like the name better, and the IWC would get mad about it. So, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. I think they might take it tonight just to set up this breakup between Bliss and Cross, because I feel like they've been. We all know that that's coming, and they're gonna fight each other. But it's just kind of been dragged out for a long time. I think tonight it comes to that point. Cross is going to probably eat the pin. And Alexa is going to blame her for it. And this is when they're going to break up and they're going to have their big feud. I'm calling Vicious and Delicious your new tag team champions.
Yeah, I'm the same way. They're kind of, this whole Bliss and Cross run has kind of gone long, far enough. Time to kind of either do something with them or move on to somebody else.
I mean,
they don't give a crap about the tag titles anyway, so.
It's true, they really don't. That's why I just kind of does whatever the hell they feel like doing. I'm looking forward to it going to NXT and seeing some girls in NXT fight for that belt soon enough.
There you go. Yeah, that's not bad.
Who do you got in this one, G?
I'd have to add on to both of you guys' take. I'm taking them as well. I always thought that this was clearly like the biggest joke of a tag team forming. With Bliss and Cross, never really bought into it, still not into it. So with that being said, this would be the perfect time and excuse, rather, to go ahead and have them be split up, have them drop the belts, and then start up a feud between those two.
So we got across the board, we're all taking Vicious and Delicious or Fire and Desire, whatever you feel like calling them. And we got one match on this card that's not for a title. Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan. This is another one of those angles that you're just kind of like, what the hell are they doing? I don't even think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they totally like just, I don't know what their plan is. I don't know if it's supposed to lead to Daniel Bryan and Roman, but I don't know. They just have gone about it like completely wrong, and I'm not really sure what they're doing.
I don't think they know what they're doing. I feel like none of them have any clue what they're doing with this angle, and they're just kind of, whatever, let's do this. And then they change. It's like, this is one of those times that I think Vince just rips the script up and changes it week by week as far as what they're doing.
Yeah.
It would have been better if they went with what we said and it was Rikishi doing it for The Rock. I mean, Jesus Christ, at this point.
Seriously.
This whole thing makes no freaking sense at all. Whoever did it is also the person that I think a couple weeks ago someone tried stealing my rim. So I think whoever tried killing Roman Reigns tried to kill me too.
Yeah,
I'm blaming John Cena, because we all know how me and Cena, I've been calling Cena out on our show for years, and he still hasn't responded to me, so I think Cena tried to kill me, and Roman Reigns. This is obvious. Reigns is going to win this, right? There's no reason for Eric Rowan to win this. It doesn't do anything for the feud. It doesn't extend it. The only way Rowan wins is if someone else gets involved and, like, we find out who the real person was and that person gets involved in the match and helps Rowan win. But I think at the end of the day, even if that happens, Roman Reigns has to come out as the conqueror and win this match.
Yeah. The only person I could see them doing something would be if Daniel Bryan came out and then somehow got involved in the match. But even then, that, and then just to make, because it's all stories and feud has been kind of stupid anyway. So to make it worse, they'll just have Daniel Bryan, who got beat up like last week, all of a sudden come out and help Rowan win.
Well, I guess that could happen, and that would just kind of make it even more convoluted than it's already been and stupid. But
yeah,
we'll have to see what happens with it. But yeah, Reigns, what do you got? You taking Reigns too, G?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these two is just, again, another like waste of a storyline. I mean, obviously, Roman Reigns is certainly the much bigger proven commodity in this one, and obviously the superior talent. So with that being said, I don't really find this to be much of a match. I wouldn't even be surprised if it actually ends up turning into a squash, you know, in all honesty. So definitely Reigns with this one, no doubt about it. Rowan just doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah, I feel like this should be a pre-show match. It probably won't be. They'll throw the cruiserweight title
and
just for the women's title.
It'll never be.
Yeah, you're not going to put Roman Reigns on a pre-show.
But it should be, because no one cares about it.
Yeah, I get
it. I mean, it's going to be Bliss and Cross and probably the Cruiserweight title, unless they throw AJ. They could throw AJ Styles and Cedric with the U.S. belt on the pre-show, because they do dumb shit like
that. No, it'll be the tag titles, but they'll be the SmackDown tag titles.
No, you think so? You're going to have two tag matches on the pre-show?
Yeah, why not?
No, you're going to have the women's tag, and I think the other one.
Well, one counts, one doesn't count.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said one counts, one doesn't count.
Hey, well, I guess. They all count. They're belts. You just don't like them because you think that they don't. They count. They count. Becky Lynch defended the women's title against Sasha Banks. I love this. I love Sasha coming back. The only thing I don't like about Sasha coming back is now we have to hear Michael Cole go, "It's boss time!" And I can't stand that. But
I don't know if he still does it anymore now that she's a heel.
Oh, maybe not. You might be right. I'm going to have to pay attention to that to see if he says it.
Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention to it, but I don't think he's been doing it since she's a heel.
Like, he did it when she first showed up, but then she turned heel. So, yeah, you're right. Probably not. Right. Good. Maybe we won't have to hear that. I'm glad about that. Anyway, I think Sasha's going to pull up the victory. I got Sasha.
I do.
Becky's had a great run, but she's gotten stale. She's gone flat, and they need something to switch it up. We all know Sasha had her own issues about not getting a push. Here's her push. She comes back. I think you throw the title on her, no?
I would think so. It would seem to make perfect sense. She's just steamrolled Becky and whoever's, you know, God forbid, gotten in her way since these last few weeks that she's come back, surprisingly. I mean, this is what she wanted, and this is the perfect ideal situation to go ahead and carry it out. It's been a hell of a run for Becky Lynch, but, I mean, all great things got to come to an event. And eventually, right? So I think this is pretty much the crossroad for Becky for now, obviously. I mean, she'll get another good run, you know, sometime in the near future, I'm sure. But right now, you have to go with a hot hand.
Mike thinks she's going to SmackDown, so having her drop the Raw title frees her up to go to SmackDown a lot easier, too. So
yeah, she's going to SmackDown because Becky's going to lose tonight thanks to Bayley. Bayley's going to cost her the match, and Sasha's going to win. And then Becky's going to attack Bayley during her match, causing Charlotte to lose by disqualification, and then go to SmackDown. And then they're going to have that whole triangle of, or quad of, like, just feuds between those four.
Okay, that would make sense. So you got Bayley winning by disqualification. So we can jump right to that one since you already went there. I'm going to take Bayley winning that one. I don't know if it's going to be a disqualification, but I think Bailey's going to win it, and that's going to set up Bayley, and I think it will set up Bayley and Becky when she comes over to SmackDown.
That would seem to make perfect sense. Both of them, you know, have been obviously, you know, now formulating their own sort of angle through Sasha, and, you know, obviously with if that ends up playing out, Becky goes over to SmackDown, you know, then you have everything pretty much lined up, and then she weekend, obviously, challenge. Now, Bailey, because now you have to give her something to do, you know, and she would have dropped the Raw SmackDown title. So, I mean, yeah, you know, that I feel like might be the obvious, most smoothest of angle transitions. And I wouldn't be surprised in the least bit if that plays out. You know,
and it gives you something fresh too. Yeah, like, it gives you something fresh. Like, we haven't seen Bailey Becky yet, and so
with this whole move to Fox, and I was reading up something on it last night. I mean, you can absolutely 110% expect some mega sort of changes to happen on both brands, Raw and SmackDown. I feel like, you know, with this whole Fox situation and a primetime slot being Friday night, it's almost like it's not just, okay, we got Raw one night on a Monday followed by SmackDown Tuesday. But for all these years, I mean, let's face it, even though the brand split is supposed to be a brand split, it's been kind of a joke because at the end of the day, people are just lumping the two kind of like by default into the other. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially because it's consecutive back-to-back days. You know what I mean? But with SmackDown moving to Friday, it's almost like you're literally going to be watching two separate brands. We got WWE's primetime sort of supposed to be a show on Mondays, but now we have maybe the equivalent, like, literally the end of the week on Friday night.
Mike seems to think that it's going to become the A show. That's
their goal. Yeah, and that's exactly what I was reading too, Mike. So, yeah, I'm signing off on that. But it's as if, like, their now new focal point is going to be SmackDown. It should be SmackDown, but Raw, let's face it, I mean, Vince, that's the staple. That's Vince's baby. That's the WWE's still de facto number one, no matter how much success and the huge push and jump forward that SmackDown is set to experience. But I think the way they're going about it with the rumors and stuff like that, like, literally, finally, for a first time, the two of them being their own sort of, like, identity, that's really kind of, like, what fans have been waiting to see and would appreciate seeing when all...
Oh, you got a biker gang driving by in the studio right now.
That's pretty awesome. So I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, too. Mike, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
I thought we lost you. You were just quiet over there.
I was listening to him.
You got anything you want to add to that?
No, I completely agree. It's, you know...
Yeah.
It's just the way it's signed up for, yeah. I completely agree.
So next we got the Intercontinental title on the line. Shinsuke Nakamura defending it against The Miz. This is something, you know, there's a lot of people that hate The Miz. I like The Miz. I think he does a good job. He does his part. He does exactly what they need him to do. Nakamura is a great talent that's been so underutilized on the roster. Even giving the IC title to him, like, when do you see Shinsuke on TV?
True. You don't see him much at all.
Like, they don't use this guy, and he's great. He speaks good English, even though they don't let him speak good English. The guy can go. He's one of the most talented guys on the roster, yet he's just buried and forgotten about.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be able to put on a great match here. Some people will say no because they hate Miz, and they're going to say, oh, well, Miz can't put on a good show, so da-da-da-da-da. But telling you right now, this is going to be a good match. Shinsuke should walk out of here still the champion, though. It doesn't make any sense to give the belt to Miz right now.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of would be they kind of want... the WWE's, like, always big on killing, like, stopping records and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, erasing records. And considering that Jericho is, like, has the most title wins as the IC title, and I think The Miz is, like, one behind him, I could see The Miz, like, winning it just because the WWE likes to erase records.
Especially for certain people. So, yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. That's an interesting fact. Could be something that leads to The Miz winning this one. It definitely makes perfect sense with Jericho going over to AEW now being their champion. Let's erase his record. Let's have The Miz break the record and be the winningest Intercontinental Champion.
So I could see that, but, you know.
Other than that, there's no reason to take it off of Shinsuke. But, yeah, I actually like that. And I think Miz is a guy that is going to draw people. He does that. He's a good draw. So, all right. I'll buy Miz. The new Intercontinental Champion tonight. What do you think, Jay?
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. But in all honesty, I feel like with Shinsuke being champion, and seeing the continued push that we've been seeing from him in recent weeks, especially, cheap shotting the Miz just this past week and stuff like that. And, once again, upstaging him. I don't know. I just get the sense that this run is going to continue a little longer. I love the Miz. I'm right there with Puffy. Heel Miz, face Miz, it doesn't matter. Miz is awesome. but I just feel like, he has in his own self, some really long title reigns, Intercontinental, make it into most prestige title in WWE history. We hear that time and time again, and rightfully so, right? Like, he's done just that. But I feel like they just need to ride this wave with Shinsuke Nakamura a little while longer. Maybe not give him the equivalent, from a longevity push that we're accustomed to seeing from The Miz. So I feel like because Shinsuke has a little bit more of an impressive title reign in him, I think that's probably enough in itself, the one and only reason why I expect Shinsuke still to walk out with the Intercontinental Championship.
And then we've got the SmackDown Tag Team Titles. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, too, that I just looked it up, too. Reiterate the Miz. The Miz is, he's one title away from Jericho. And he's only like 20 days away from Pedro Morales from being like the number one
longest reigning combined.
Yeah, longest reigning and most title champion ever in The Miz. So
okay, so I gotta go with The Miz on that one tonight.
New
Day and The Revival going at it for their tag team titles. These guys have put on great matches every time they've gotten in the ring. I'm kind of over the New Day already. I know Galen loves the New Day, so he's never going to be over the New Day. You know how I feel. I hate Kofi. I think he's the worst. I hate him as a champion. He sucks. I just want to see Big E turn heel and turn on him and go after the title. But I just don't like the dancing and gyrating and all that. They've turned into a joke. They've turned into, like, the WB Frogs. The Revival is going to win the tag titles tonight because I think it's time for them, like, once we get through this Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton thing, which we'll jump to that next since we're going to talk right into that. I think soon enough, we're going to see Big E make that turn. You got to break the New Day up sometime. They've been around forever. You got to break them up and do something different. And I think Big E turning heel and becoming a challenger for Kofi's title is going to be something that we're going to see happen. So I think we're going to see that sooner than later. And I think tonight they lose the tag belts to the Revival, and that kind of sets it down that path. I don't know how it's going to happen, but tonight Revival's coming out tag team champions.
I don't know how – I'm not sure how they're going to do this thing. Because I would agree with that, except for the fact that the Revival has been beating up the New Day, like, every single week for, like, weeks. And the fact that they haven't even been around, they didn't even do an angle on this past SmackDown.
Yeah.
So they're not – so they haven't even been around – to even continue this feud. And so the last image we saw was the Revival beating up the New Day, which leads me to believe that I don't see how the Revival wins the belts. I think the New Day keeps them, and they just continue on.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they pull stuff like that, but I don't know. What do you think, Galen?
As much as Sean is, trying to speak for me, I'm just going to kind of go on the opposite end. I've actually, yes, have been a fan of New Day, for quite some time, still kind of chuckle here and there at some of their antics, but no, they're just long overdue, extremely overrated nowadays, and have been for quite some time. I would want nothing more than a fresh start, even if it means Big E also too, finally getting his as a single competitor and, just looking to challenge himself and go after bigger and better, whether it's the title, directly with Kofi or just, screwing Kofi and then just, doing whatever it is that, they deem him fit for and just, having him go against, you know, other sort of actual heavyweights, like, on this current roster, and, you know, making him relevant, like he was kind of there for a short time, you know, once upon a time, when he was Biggie Langston.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, I definitely see change coming, real soon. You know, there's no doubt about it. It should have happened by now. But why not tonight? I would love for that to happen. And as a matter of fact, I'm rooting for it. So I actually hope it does happen.
And then we can jump right into the other side of the New Day, Kofi Kingston, who I've been very critical about since he won before he won the title. I didn't think he should have won the title in the first place. I don't think the guy deserves it. The guy's got no build. He doesn't look like a wrestler. I got a bigger chest than Kofi Kingston. I'm like, Jesus, why is this guy the champion? This guy's the champ. Randy Orton should beat him. I know he's not gonna. Randy Orton's just at that point where he's just gonna put over talent here and there when they need him to. So, obviously, Kofi's walking out of this thing with the championship still around his waist. I don't even think it's even worth diving into. Kofi's walking out champion.
I agree. Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. It's definitely exactly the same thing. Randy Orton is at that time now. He's just, they need Kofi to have a legit, like, win, which he's going to, and he beats Randy Orton. And then he's going to move on to AJ Styles when Raw goes to SmackDown.
What do you think of
that? I mean, when SmackDown goes to Fox.
Kofi.
Oh, Kofi. I think his time as well is certainly up. It's been quite a long time since... Again, Randy Orton has been relevant, certainly been anywhere near, like, the title scene. I see this going in a couple different ways. Either him just flat out losing to Randy, or, like I said, revisiting the whole Big E and then just doing something out of left field. Not to say that would shock us, but... Clearly, you know, maybe for all the little kids and new day sort of accolades out there.
Oh, my God. I hope I get to see little kids cry tonight because Big E turns heel.
You know what I mean? That would be pretty epic, right? But, you know, I could definitely see that happen. Him just kind of coming down, looking to save the day, and then just, boom, flipping the switch. And then now we're off and running. It's official. And Randy Orton leaves there 1-2-3, your new champion. But, you know, in whatever case, I'm not really all that confident in either. I would love to see it happen, but I think some way, somehow, Randy Orton will find a way to get it done.
All right. So, next up, we get the Cruiserweight title on the line. Triple threat match. This is probably the last time we see the Cruiserweights on the show. If they even, who knows? This could be the match. If they scrap a match, this is going to be the one to get scrapped because it just came out, as we talked about earlier. 205 Live, no more. It's going to be canceled. And the Cruiserweights are going to NXT. They're going to be part of the NXT roster now, part of the NXT show on Wednesday night. So I don't know that they even care about this match. This match might be booted to the pre-show if it even happens at all on the card tonight. But Drew Gulak defending the Cruiserweight title against Humberto Carrillo and Lince Dorado. And that's exactly why 205 Live is getting canceled. I'm just going to say that. I don't care about Humberto Carrillo. I don't care about Lince Dorado. I hate the Lucha House Party. I like Drew Gulak, though. Drew Gulak's a Massachusetts boy. He's a great technical wrestler. I think he's the guy that you got to keep that title on as they make the switch over to NXT. He's going to have the most, you know, he's done a lot of matches with those guys. The match that he had at the Evolve show against Matt Riddle was an awesome match. I think Drew Gulak keeps this title, takes it over to NXT, and represents the purple strap there.
Yeah, I agree with that stuff. I'm the same way. I don't see how, I don't even know, like, why would you even give it to anybody else other than have it on Drew Gulak right now? You might as well just wait till you go to NXT and then go from there. So I think this is just going to be a pretty easy, like, retain, and then he'll move on to, when they go to NXT, then they'll go somewhere. They'll go from there.
Yep.
Yeah, I think for obvious reasons, that would also, too, be the right course of action at this time, especially like Sean was just alluding to, with 205 being canceled as well. But with so many moving parts and big changes in the near future, you know, for the WWE and especially this division in particular, I think it would be rather risky business, should I say, if they chose to go in any other direction other than Drew Gulak. So I think they're going to take the safe road with this. And then if they're going to make changes, they're going to look to do so, no doubt, probably effective immediately once everything looks to settle down and becomes official on the back end.
And then we got two more matches left on the card. Of course, they're probably not going to happen one after the other. One will probably happen at the beginning of the show, and that's going to be the Raw Tag Team titles when Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman defend the Raw Tag belts against Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler. What the hell are they doing with the Raw Tag Team titles?
I don't know.
They don't know. Nobody knows. It doesn't make any sense. There's no reason. So first off, going back to what you were saying about the OC, California, they shouldn't have dropped the belts to Strowman and Rollins. Like, you can run this angle to get Strowman versus Rollins so many different ways, and this doesn't have to be the way to do it. I don't like it. I think it's stupid. And it's going to be something that comes to an end so quick, because we already know that The Fiend is going to be at Hell in a Cell fighting for the Universal title. So, which is dumb that they let that out already. But, I mean, so this is...
He kind of did it.
Sure. But rumor and innuendo was already out there. There was talk about it on the internet. So, it's kind of how it came to that. But either way, this just, it's stupid. So these two are kind of almost having a feud. They team up together, win the tag titles. We've seen this story millions of times before. They're going to lose them tonight to Roode and Ziggler, which is dumb too. Why the hell are Roode and Ziggler going to get the tag team title?
Rudolph the random tag team.
Rudolph the random tag team. I like it. I don't know. It makes no sense. This match is just dumb. It doesn't matter. It makes no sense at all. But Roode and Ziggler are going to win because it's how the storyline has to go, right? They can't go in to the main event tag team champions, too.
Well, why can't they?
Because it's dumb. Well, all right. Because it's dumb. I'm like, okay, wait, Dana Warrior. So maybe it would happen. It doesn't make sense for them to beat those two. It's got to lead up to this whole match between them. They got to lose the tag titles tonight. They got to lose to Roode and Ziggler. If they don't lose to Roode and Ziggler, the storyline is even dumber than it already is. Do you not agree with that?
Well, who's to say that they don't keep the belts, then The Fiend doesn't show up tonight during their championship match, cause a double disqualification, and they have a triple threat match at Hell in a Cell for the title. And then they just lose the belt some other time.
Just randomly, for no reason, something that's not the pay-per-view? That's dumb.
Why not? They gotta do something.
It's dumb, though. They gotta do something. Lose it to Roode and Ziggler, and then have them lose it to somebody else. And then you can maybe get a feud out of Roode and Ziggler. I don't know.
Think about it this way. If let's say they do go that way, and they give it to Dolph and Roode, right?
Yeah.
Then it's a championship match. We all know that Seth Rollins is winning the championship match.
Yep.
Because you're not going to do The Fiend versus Braun Strowman at Hell in a Cell. It doesn't even make any sense at all. Although he shouldn't be in it, but that's a different story altogether. But so then, if that's the case, then what are you doing with Braun Strowman? He now he just went from having something to having nothing. He has nothing now. He's not tag champ anymore. He's not in he won't be in the world title picture now. Like, what is he going to do? He goes back to doing nothing again?
So he stays with the tag title with Seth Rollins? No, it's dumb. It's still dumb. Either way, it's dumb. They don't know what they're doing with Braun Strowman, and they mess him up every time they do anything with him. They just put him back with Nicholas.
I could see it. Like, I could see it going that way. Although, I mean, ultimately, like I said, I don't think...
Which way? Excuse me. Putting him back with Nicholas?
Or no.
Did you not hear that?
Yeah, I think you missed me saying that. I was like, they should just put him back with Nicholas. And you go, I could see it going that way.
No, I missed that part.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But no, like I said, excuse me. It's The Fiend shouldn't be involved with the title belt anyways right now.
I agree with you.
They kind of back themselves. I mean, I love Bray Wyatt. I think he's doing great. I love that character. But it's way too early for him to be in the world title picture. And now you've kind of put yourself at the point where he kind of has to win.
Yeah, I don't know. It's they don't know what they're doing. But... So you say that Braun and Seth are winning.
I say that there's a possibility that Braun and Seth keep the belt.
Of course, there's a possibility, because everything's a possibility, but Who do you pick? What is your pick? My pick is Dolph and Rude. That's my pick. Final answer.
Who do you think? I say somehow they end up keeping the belt.
What do you think, Galen?
I hope not. I mean, talk about a really weird pairing for a tag team.
Which one? They're both weird pairings.
Yeah, but I just think that the Dolph and Rude is worse. So, no, I don't want to see them win. I don't want to see them win. Give me, I guess, some more Seth and Braun, even though I don't really understand that either. But, I mean, isn't this kind of the whole norm of the WWE? I mean,
doing stupid shit.
It's a bunch of, like, where are they going? Like, why this? Why now? Why them? Like, you know what I mean? So, this is pretty much the why match. Like, you know what I mean?
The why match.
That's basically just another case of all these years of just, you know, stupidity. You know what I mean? So this is ultimately what this match, you know, kind of symbolizes. And I'm going to go with Seth and Braun because I guess I have to pick one of these.
Because someone has to win at the end of the day, I guess.
And that's a little bit more believable, I guess. So.
Fair. Then we got Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman for the Universal title at the end of the night or somewhere. Who knows when the hell they're going to throw this match. It doesn't really matter. I hope not. I'd rather see Bayley Charlotte at the end of the night, to be honest with you.
No, it'll be this one. Yeah.
It could be Bayley Charlotte. I hope it's Bayley Charlotte. No, I don't care about this. I don't care about this. I don't care about Seth Rollins. Nobody cares about Seth Rollins. He's like the worst drawing champion since I don't even know who. He's horrible. Jinder Mahal was a better drawing champion than Seth Rollins, and they decided to put the belt back on him. Why would you do that? Did you think by saying that he's with Becky Lynch, he's going to get the Becky Lynch rub? No. All he did is make Becky Lynch get X-Pac-y. Nobody likes Seth. Everyone's sick of him. No one likes him. He's the worst face ever. He's whiny. He's a crybaby. He's just so hateable. Seth Rollins is just hateable. And every time he tries to be cool, like, oh, we're going to have him do a thing with the Street Profits and say black things so he comes across cool. No, he came across so fake. I can't stand Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins needs to drop the title tonight. I'd much rather see Braun Strowman versus The Fiend in a cell than...
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Why not?
Because that doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
Because you have to, The Fiend is supposed to be this, like, all-powerful entity, blah, 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 you know what I mean? And so he's supposed to be able to, like, you know, handle anything. It's supposed to be, like, always, you know, always looking over everything, almost kind of like The Undertaker was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you're not going to have him then turn around and beat Braun Strowman. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Why not? That just makes him that character then. It makes him that big...
Because then what? Then what do you do with Seth Rollins? Then you have... Seth Rollins has to be like the conquering face, you know what I mean?
So Seth Rollins is going to beat The Fiend, you're saying?
No, he's not. I'm saying that The Fiend beats him at Hell in a Cell, and then it's just the chase of Seth Rollins going after The Fiend.
No, please, don't do that. We just need Seth Rollins out of the world title picture. The easiest way to do it is to have Braun Strowman beat him.
As soon as they move everyone to SmackDown, he's going to be the only one left.
I think Strowman beats Seth tonight, and The Fiend helps him, and then The Fiend and Braun Strowman go at it. And that's how that's how you make Bray look super strong going over on Braun Strowman at Hell in a Cell.
But why would he help him and then beat him?
Why does he do anything? Because he's calculating. Because he brought so Braun in and Braun's his child
the
and he's trained him.
The smaller guys?
Yeah. Because he brought him up and he knows him better and he knows how to beat him. And Seth isn't a challenge to him.
That doesn't work.
I'm saying, watch when it happens, you'll see. So you think Seth's winning, Seth's winning. You already said that.
Yeah, definitely.
So you guys are both...
Seth's winning, and he faces The Fiend at Hell in a Cell. It's already a given.
I think you're wrong. I don't see Seth beating... I don't see Seth beating Braun tonight. I just don't see it happening.
I don't see it beating him either. I'm saying that The Fiend gets involved, and they both lose.
I guess that could happen.
I see a double disqualification.
I guess that
I think it's coming out at the end, right as they're about, right as somebody's about to win, the lights go out, and he shows up, and he gives the minimal call to both of them, and they're both knocked out, and the show goes off the air with him standing in the middle of the ring.
So wait a minute. Time on. So you think that they won't put Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, over on Braun Strowman, but you think that they're going to end the show going off the air with him, giving him and Seth the Mandible Claw, knocking them both out? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If
yes,
that's the
do.
Case, then you can put him over on Braun. If he's going to knock
and
Braun out tonight.
And then they, no, that leads to a triple threat at Hell in a Cell, which they've never done before. A triple threat, Hell in a Cell, man.
I guess, but I mean, I'm still taking Braun, man. I gotta go with Braun. I gotta go with Strowman. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
We got a lot that we didn't agree on today. Usually we like kind of agree all across the card. Glad I'm not picking in the prediction battle tonight for SummerSlam. I almost cashed in my Money in the Bank. I almost cashed in my Money in the Bank for the prediction championship.
There you go.
But I didn't.
But you know what happened? Everything that we think will happen, more and it'll be something stupid. We're like, why?
Brock shows up.
Right, exactly. It was something stupid like that. Right, exactly.
I heard he's going to show up sooner than we expect. I also heard he might be going to SmackDown.
I heard that too.
I wouldn't mind seeing Brock go to SmackDown and beat Kofi. Kofi holds the title until he deals with Brock, and then Brock beats the living shit out of him.
So that's probably going to happen because
the next move is,
well, eventually it all has to lead back to Roman Reigns.
I hope not.
So if that means that it goes from Kofi to feuding with AJ to then losing to Brock to then Brock losing to Roman, then there you go.
I just want Kofi to drop the title, whatever. And I want Seth to drop the title too, but whatever. We'll see how it goes. We're going to have a lot to talk about next week, because next week now we're going to be able to break these down and see who was right. I mean, see that I was right and you guys were wrong on a lot. It's kind of how it's going to go. but we're going to have a lot to talk about. We're going to get into this. I want to mention it real quick. What happened last night. I don't even know. You probably haven't even seen this yet. But apparently, WrestlePro had a show last night. Big Cass was supposed to be in a battle royal, and some shit happened in the back with him and Joey Janela. He slapped Joey Janela in the face. He spit, like, he was accusing people of stealing his sweater. He spit in somebody's face. Someone knocked him the hell out. The big fight, like, he got escorted out of the building by the police, and there's a lot going on with it. It's still, like, it's breaking right now. I've read a couple things. There's still more news coming out on it, but apparently Kaz had a breakdown at an indie show last night, and I don't think he was drunk, but I guess, like, after being aggressive, once he got knocked out, when he came to, he kind of didn't realize what happened. He's like, why did I get hit? What's going on? So I don't know what happened, if he had a legit breakdown or something, but something happened at the show. There'll be a lot of news about it throughout the week. I'll post some of it to the website. I'll tweet out some of it, and we'll kind of cover it more next week once we know more, and hopefully we can record earlier in the week anyway. So, but that's about it, man. Let's wrap this baby up. It's time to get out of here. Another great show. It's great to be back. It's great to have G-Money back with us. It's been a good time. Get ready. Clash of the Champions tonight. Mike, you want to throw in anything before we get out of here?
No. Go Patriots.
Galen's doing his fantasy lineups. By the way, if anybody cares, by the time you hear this, it'll have already happened. Antonio Brown is playing today.
Yeah. He's got one more game before he gets suspended.
Are they going to suspend him? You think they're going to suspend him?
Oh, absolutely. They'll get suspended probably Tuesday.
I don't believe this guy.
You mean the commission exempt list, to be
no,
specific?
I mean flat out, it's suspended.
Oh, you can't suspend him for this.
As soon as the NFL meets with that girl, Brittany Taylor, and they realize that he has, like, he's done stuff that violates the conduct policy, they'll be suspended.
I don't think he did, but that's a whole totally different story for a whole totally different
day.
It
doesn't matter whether he did or not. It's against the conduct policy, so they can suspend him for anything they want. If they think that you're posting shit online that's detrimental to the NFL, they could suspend you.
It's not best for business, but whatever. We'll get it. That's a whole totally different topic. Anyway, check it out. Watch the Patriots today. I hope you watch the Patriots today, because by the time you're hearing this, it probably already happened. If not, check out the Patriots. Watch Clash of the Champions. It's going to be great tonight. If you get a chance, go back and watch that War Chamber match. Next week, we'll be back. A lot more to talk about So we'll probably do it Wednesday night. So we'll probably be doing it right before the first NXT live. So we'll be getting you psyched up for that right as we get this thing together. We won't really be able to cover it by the time this drops. Maybe we'll do Thursdays. Does Thursday work?
It can.
Thursday, Mike?
Possibly, yeah.
So we'll record Thursday so we can review NXT. So next week we'll have a review of the first NXT show for you in our little Superkick pate. But this has been a great show. Galen doesn't know about this part yet and how we pull this off, but I'm sure he can pick up on it. Until next week, I'm Sean Puff.
I'm IK.
And I'm Galen.
And this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. Hey, Cena, get us out of here. Big ups, Boston.
Yeah, what's up, baby? We gonna do some things right now, show you how we do it with the bean, you know what I'm saying? NY representing, Dirty South representing, Chi-Town, LA, they all doing that thing. We got a little something bubbling in the bean pot over here, you know? I got my crew right back, we gonna show you how it's done, straight up, hitting 1-2 like Manny and Ortiz, you heard? It's John Cena, baby, and we heating up the bean pot. Big up Boston, you know the whole team, ha! Yo, we fresh, y'all, a little bit stale. And we about to make it ugly just like Kevin McHale. Cena taking over, I'm about to make the scene mine. I got a tea party, baby, meet me on the green line. Ain't too many kids that flow better than me. Roll thick like Yaz and Sideburns in 73. Like Tom Brady and the Pats, we rolling kids. Cross me and pay a toll like the Tobin Bridge. From the home of the curse, y'all know what I mean. We like the left field wall, stacking monster cream. Knock you out of the park, you land in Yorkie Way. My shit be butter, but around here we say parquet. I rep my home team, we taking over the industry. Like the big dick, baby, nobody can finish me.
The smarks in here, yeah.